Southern Culture on the Skids, covering T-Rex right there. That's Life's a Gas. It's from their Countrypolitan Favorites album. Before that, we heard the Pinkerton Raid doing Santa Rosa. That's from their self-titled release. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. Well, it is that time, and by that time, I mean it is time to hear some live music from the WYSO studios. Tonight, we've got some return guests, our good friends from Parts Unknown. They've got a rockin' release coming out. They've got a rockin' show to tell you about. But first, I'm going to let them rock the house here in the WYSO studios. I'm going to hand things over to Team Void.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
Team Void live in the WISO studios. We're going to chat with them here in just a moment, find out how you can get some of their music that's going to be coming out real soon and how you can see them live. They've got a really great show coming up. In the meantime, let's take a listen to one from their Robot Killer album. We're going to tell you how you can get your hands on that here in just a few moments. This one's called Sock Hop Rumble, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Music right there from Team Void. That's the recorded version of the band you just heard live in the studio as well. That was from Robot Killer, and we are very lucky to have the band in the house. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you, Julia. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. You. Glad to have you guys back. It's been a little while since last time you were here.
Yes, it has. It's been about a year.
Yeah. And in that year, I've seen you guys keeping busy. You have been all over town playing out and about. Give us a little recap of what the last year has been like for you.
Well, we've been finishing up Robot Killer. We actually met our trumpet player and trombone player and keyboardist, actually. Greg plays keyboard as well. And so we spent time after final mixes last year putting them on Robot Killer. So it was great that we did that because it turned out better than we expected. And then actually we've been playing all over town, and as well as out of town, we just finished playing the Instro Summit, and that was great. We were the wild card there, and so they didn't know what to think of us. But actually we kind of changed the face of the Instro Summit a little bit, not patting ourselves on the back, but it was really nice, and they invited us back next year. So that was really cool. So we're getting a little props from the instrumental bands.
That's very cool. That's got to be kind of an interesting world because, you know, instrumental could be anything from, you know, acoustic guitar to jazz to what you guys are doing. What was it like? You said you kind of shook up their world a little bit.
Well,
what was it like stepping into that situation?
Actually, you know, they've been holding the festival for a long time, and I guess Vintage Guitar Magazine and whole bunch of other people were sponsoring it. Ashley Crispy, Beth, right? Mm-hmm. He was actually the one that held it together. But there was a lot of like surf kind of purist kind of cover bands, which they were really great. They were really great. But then there was some people out of Boston came in, and like you said, that it kind of set back to like, you know, anything that you could do as far as instrumental music. So it was kind of great this year. So there was a multitude, not just us, you know, but just a multitude of people. And they were really endearing. And we kind of came together as, you know, one big instrumental, you know, gang or whatever.
That's got to be kind of a different setting, because I know traditionally when you guys are playing in the area, at least, you're playing with fellow local bands, but they've all got vocals. So was that kind of a cool chance to commune with your fellow instrumentalists?
Yeah, actually, it was kind of great, you know, because every time we're playing a show, they're like, oh, we got the vocal mics set up for you guys. And they're like, well, you know, we really don't need them.
It's in the way.
You could just move it. But it was really cool because, when we had the rules, for the Insta Summit, it said, no lyrics, no singing, or you'll be disqualified. not even a hoot. Well, there's a couple hoots you could hoot. But you couldn't sing, not even a, you're disqualified.
Wow.
But it was nice. We actually love playing with all kinds of bands, and actually we have before, and I'm sure we will again. And hopefully our music, seems to go with everything, hopefully.
I think so. I've seen you guys paired with so many different types of bands here in the community, and I've noticed that you've also been getting to bring in some of your friends and collaborators from out of town over the past year. That's got to be fun to sort of bring those guys to our community.
Yeah, actually, it has been really cool. I guess Team Void has actually turned into Team Void Lucha Superstars, which is actually a collective of musicians. We counted I think we're up to 10 musicians that we rotate from all, from Arizona, from here in town, from people in the past to, people up and coming, even some of the young kids at Stivers are on the record. Josh Davis does some crazy rock screams for us, and they've all helped out as far as like technical aspects, mic placement, all that. So it's been really great. Gail came in from Arizona, and then a friend I work with, Bobby Tewksbury, he came in and played some drums, and then we did like One Eye Jacks, and that was kind of a nice thing. But then later on, the next week, we did another show that was kind of a collaborative. It was Team Void, and then a mixture of some other guests. So that was really fun, to work with other artists, and we're always open, to doing that. And actually, that's why Robot Killer took a while. It's 3 years in the making, everybody. I know we've been talking about it all this time, but it's finally here. And actually, it's really worth it, with the horns and the keyboards and Jason Shorts on it, from Suicide Hill, and Gail from the Old Tasties, he's our robot, guitarist. So it's been great, so Team Void's been riding on a pretty nice high, completing things. And then now we're into our next record, which will be coming out really soon, not 3 years, but, hopefully really soon. It's called Mexican Bus, and that's the tunes that we've been playing for you tonight.
Very cool, very cool. Now, will Mexican Bus be taking the same kind of collaborative approach, bringing in addition to the core four of you, some horn players and some friends from, near and far?
Right. There will probably be, people popping in and out. But basically, this one's going to be the four core, and it's more or less a guitar record.
Okay, cool. Kind of getting back to the roots of the of the band.
And you can hear kind of a flavor. We call it Mexican Bus. That was like, one of the title track that we played last song. And it just sounded, like fun and shaken and, lucha style,
So. Very danceable. I was kind of, boogieing a little bit here in the studio.
Awesome, Juliet. We checked it out. I was like, oh, look at Juliet, cold blood.
Magic of radio, everybody.
That's right.
But, and we do want to thank everybody for supporting us. And you, Juliet, you always give us a nice, spot every now and then to promote things. And we're just so excited that Robot Killer is finally out.
Well, let's take a listen to another track from Robot Killer, and maybe come back, hear some live ones, and then tell everybody about the big show you've got coming up.
Excellent.
And how they can get their hands on the record.
Excellent.
This one is from Team Void's new album. It's called Robot Killer. We've got some details up on our Facebook page already, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Check out the cool graphics. It's awesome. But in the meantime, take a listen to this one. This is from Team Void. They're going to come back and play some more live ones here in just a moment. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO. This one from Team Void's Robot Killer album. It's their new one. And before we go any further, we're going to hear some more live stuff from them. We're going to come back here in a moment and tell you how you can see them live, not just through your radios. But first, I'm going to hand things back over to the WISO studios for some more live music from Team Void.
We'll be right back.
Team Void live in the WISO studios. They're going to be playing on July 7th at Jimmy's Ladder 11. We're going to tell you more details here in just a moment. Stick around. Lots more to come here on WISO. Here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Yay. Checking in with Team Void. They are here in the house. Now, that one we just heard was from Robot Killer, their upcoming new studio album.
That's right.
When and how can people get their hands on that?
Actually, we just mastered it. We just sent it to our distributor. So you can get it online, actually on our Facebook page right now. It will take you a link to our Kanaki page. our virtual store, and you can pick that up. It's easy to do.
Excellent, excellent. And are you going to do a physical release eventually as well, later in the summer?
Yes, we are. Actually, it's going to be pretty soon. We have kind of a Lucha Spectacular coming up. It's in the works right now, Juliet. So just to let you know, it's up and coming, and we'll definitely have Robot Killer there.
Excellent. You can report back to me on that one
yes.
when it's ready to be revealed to the public, and
yes.
we'll let everybody know.
Actually, I will. I definitely will. You'll be one of the first ones.
Excellent. Excellent. Wow. Now, in the meantime, people can check you out on Sunday, July 7th at Jimmy's Ladder 11. It's going to be quite the night of music and giving back and community. Tell me about the show.
Well, actually, it's a benefit for Children's Hospital. The kind folks of Jimmy's Ladder 11 was kind enough to hold it there for us. And actually, Elle and Rich are heading up the events. There's seven acts total. The show is going to start about 6:30. It's, a $5 donation for the hospital.
Geez.
You know, it goes to the kids at the Children's Hospital. And actually, there's going to be comedians there. Actually, John DeBuck, he's going to play an acoustic, you know, act there. There's about four other bands.
Mm-hmm. This is quite the lineup I'm seeing here. It's you guys and Splattertude, our good buddies.
Right, Splattertude.
And Paradigm
yeah.
Shift,
Bob
Gathering
and
Mercury, Stark Folk Band. Jay Madewell is going to be DJing.
Yes. Super Jay Madewell. He's taking his time out from R&R Playdate and coming yeah. down and helping out the kids, so that's really cool. You know, like I said, the event starts from 6:30 and it goes on until, you know, the wee hours in the morning.
Whenever the party ends.
Yeah, the acts will actually go through 11:50, and then there's a 50-50 raffle, so that's a split the pot, and there's just a multitude of Dayton local businesses that have donated for these really great door prizes, from the Dayton Dragons to Uno to, you know, Chicago Grill, Clash Consignment, just all kinds of great places. Our friend Amanda is a barber. She's giving two free haircuts and just cash from Jack's Barbershop and just on and on. It's really starting to be a huge community outreach.
And it's going to be, you know, events and music inside and on the patio, right? Going to be back
right.
and forth.
The acoustic acts will start first. They'll be outside. And then while the other stages are setting up, the other acts will be going. It'll be kind of staggered all night.
Very cool. What's it like for you guys as musicians to sort of get to come together with, you know, your fellow musicians and business owners and people from the community and just, you know, kind of give back to a really worthy organization?
Yeah, well, actually, it's really great. Most of the bands, the bands and actually the members in our bands are, you know, fathers and, you know, there's kids everywhere. We have nieces, nephews, you know. And it's great to see the love that everybody's exuding, you know, for a cause, especially for children. And so it's been really fortunate for us to come in contact with those acts. And actually, we've played with some acts in the past, you know, and, you know, I knew kind of their hearts were big. And actually, there's newer acts that are coming along. And actually, we do have a couple of comedians. John Gigliano is going to be there. And Bob Witt, you know, is doing a set. He's kind of like the modern-day Cosby, I guess. But he's got some side splitting stuff for the kids. So it's been really great, you know, to see other performers and everybody rallying around just for the love of kids.
It's going to be cool, too, to be playing with a mix of folks, you know, people who have been in the scene for a while, like John and like the guys and gals in Splattertude. And
right.
then to be playing also with, you know, really up and coming young bands like Gathering Mercury, who are really at the
right.
start of their career and just taking off.
Yeah, it is really cool, and eclectic, night, there'd be something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So
actually, the Gathering Mercury is going to be two acoustic guitars and singers, so it's a complete new version. So that'll be the outdoor, second outdoor event, And we might have a guest appearance from a local musician. We'll find out about that. And an exotic dancer who might do, she sings as well. So that might pop in just to make it a really neat, you know, huge variety show.
So in addition to all of the things that we know, there are some surprises in store perhaps as well.
Yeah, actually there are. And they're really great performers, and they work well under pressure. So that's awesome. And, you know, so, but the Teen Boy to be there, you know, we'll be in about mid-set, you know, or mid-show of everything. But like I said, there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And
Stark Folk Band, they're from out here in Yellow Springs.
That's right.
So they've been, back and forth. I take it to Columbus and then came back here and put this band together for the Stark Folk Band. So they're really fun. We saw them at the Rock and Roll Playdate and made that connection.
It's going to be a great night. It is Sunday, July 7th, Jimmy's Ladder 11. They're calling it a fund rocker, and it's going to go to benefit Children's Hospital, Dayton Children's. It's Team Void, who's here in the house, joined on stage by Splattertude, Paradigm Shift, John Dubuck, Gathering Mercury, Stark Folk Band. Jay Madewell is going to be spinning records. There's going to be door prizes, raffles, comedians, all sorts of fun. Check it out. We're going to get some info posted on the Facebook page here in just a moment. Moving forward from Sunday night, what does your summer look like? Do you guys have anything else big coming around the bend?
Actually, in Columbus, we were invited to play at the Hot Rod Hula Hop, and we're really looking forward to that. It's a big extravaganza for hot rod enthusiasts and, you know, surfers, you know, anybody with the custom culture. You know, so we invite everybody to come out there. It's a big event. It happens every year.
Fifth annual.
Yeah, it's a fifth annual. And so we were fortunate to be invited. A lot of great bands, a lot of great stuff
artists,
to buy,
yeah.
Artists. You know, it's just, you know, action-packed. You know,
That sounds like it's going to be that sounds like that's quite – you know, we were talking about sort of the experience of what the fundraising show is going to be like. And it sounds like the thing in August in Columbus is going to be like a whole different type of experience, sort of immersing yourself in a different type of world.
Yes, actually, or a different era.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of times, you know, there's, you know, rails that pull up that I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, it's basically like Daddy Cat's times 50, I'm guessing. So it's the it's the Fraternal Order of Moai party for their community in Columbus. It's just going to be crazy.
Yeah, a lot of fezzes out there. A lot of
fezzes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Go sightseeing for fezzes.
Yeah.
Sure. And a lot of luchadors, too.
I like it. Yeah. Well, shall we hear some more live music?
Sure, sounds great, Juliet.
I'll give you guys a minute to get set, and we'll be back to hear some more live stuff from Team Void. We've got all kinds of info about what they're doing and records and all that good stuff on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Stick around, more live music to come and lots more music, and we're going to be talking with Jason Young, a local comic book artist, a little later on in the show. Stay tuned. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
My mother told me nothing good happens after midnight. Everything good happens after midnight. Night times, that's cop and robber time.
The Moth Radio Hour. True stories told live. No notes, no net. From the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
Sunday night at 11 on 91.3 WYSO.
It is indeed an honor to have Tom Jones sing us music from his new blues and singer-songwriter-based album, Spirit in the Room, next time. He reflects on his long and certainly varied career as well, and we discuss flamenco on Latin roots as well. I'm David Diets, Tom Jones, and much more on the next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions, right here on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at WYSO.org, broadcasting in HD. WISO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. We've been catching up with Team Void. They've got a great show coming up. They've got a great record that you can get digitally now. Physical releases to come soon. We'll keep you posted on that as developments happen. But in the meantime, let's hear some more live music from them. This is live from the WISO studios. It's Team Void. Team Void live in the WYSO studios. Thank you, all so much.
Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to have you. You guys are always welcome back.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
It's nice to be able to play at a decent time frame as well. It's normally midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, so.
See? We aim to please.
So thank you, YSO. Appreciate it. Thank you, Julia.
Check out Team Void. July 7th, Jimmy's Ladder 11. It's part of a huge fundraiser for Dayton Children's Hospital, Team Void, Splattitude, Paradigm Shift, John Dubuck, Gathering Mercury, Stark Folk Band, and DJ Jay Madewell. Details are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We've also got a link there to purchase the digital tracks for Robot Killer. We'll keep you posted on the physical release. It's going to be awesome. And check out Team Void. We'll have their set available to stream tomorrow at WYSO.org. Right now, music from the Cave Singers. This one's from Naomi, and it is Have to Pretend.